Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas out there jealous, cause we be failing with this role. They try to play a hate, but they can't fade us so. We be moving through the neighborhood, yeah, with that funk sound. We've been thrown down.
This goes out to you, Claire. Can't let the evil of the money trap me. So when you see me, nigga, you better holla at me. Gotta be careful, can't let the evil of the money trap me. So when you see me, nigga, you better holla at me. Gotta be careful, can't let the evil of the money trap me. When you see me, nigga, you better holla at me. Are you confused? You wonder how it feels to walk a mile inside the shoes of a nigga who don't have a thing to lose. Me and you was on me, no one before me, it was all a scheme. I put some cash in your pocket, made you a man again. And now you let the fear put your ass in a place complicated to escape. It's a fool's fate. Without your word, you a shell of a man. I lost respect for you, nigga. We can never be friends. I know I'm running through your head now. What could you do if it was up to you? I'd be dead now. I let the world know, nigga, you a coward. You can never be live until you die. See the motherfucking bitch in your eyes. Type of nigga, let the evil of the money trap me. When you see me, nigga, you better holler at me. Call it back. Don't let the evil of the money trap me. So when you see me, nigga, you better holler at me. I hit the studio, it's time to blow the block up. No hesitation, this information got you contemplating. Heartbreaking, eliminating with the conversation. Break them and let them see the face of a man of patience and celebration. I'm a terminal elevation, more participation. I want members to call the 50 states. We keep the nation anticipating until we break. Will I be greater than my fate? To live a life of luxury, so niggas by my day. So until it's the end, so be prepared. Cause only the strong survive, life isn't fair. Probably never knew the way it feels to die. So you think of fuck with me, I get that ass.
I'm about to spit some real shit. Been holding up my tongue for a little bit. G shit. Better get RBG shit. Y'all be acting like you never did see shit. Stop holding. Motherfucker, I ain't rolling. This royal African golden. I shine like never before. And I grind like I'm on my 4, 5, 6. I'm watching my money growing. I'm here to let niggas know I'm number one with the bullet. I'm a puller. I ain't scared. We can take it to the head. Life is rushing with bad. Nigga, let's make the bed. I'm about to jab. Number one with a bullet, I'ma pull it. I ain't scared, we can take it to the head. Like it's rushing with bad. Nigga, let's make a bet. I'm about to jab.
I'm number one with a bullet, that's a 4 pound. That's a large caliber hole inside of your crown. Yeah, shooting at these fake ass kings. Take a shit on the throne. We the resistance, you get overthrown. And the woman coming with me, fuckers you playing with. You outside of your league, that money won't help you, kid. You can have stacks bigger than Shaq. Oh, I'm really scared of you now, you serious, huh? Yeah, that shit sound good on the beat, but you ain't good on the streets. You insulated, I'm exposed to the heat. You need a buffer to talk to me. Spooky nigga, you got anything to lose. I got nothing but killers.
If you ain't know my time is money, I'm about my business, you can take a second from me. Dollar, pound, euro, yen, dead presidents. Bitcoin, get going long as it makes sense. Stack paper, big plans, making my moves major. I put in work and I'm calling in all my favors. I bust a cap if you're thinking about getting vapors. It's for my people, I do this so we can say I'm number one with the bullet, I'ma pull it. I ain't scared, we can take it to the head. Life is rushing with bad. Nigga, let's make the bed. I'm about to jab. Number one with a bullet, I'ma pull it. I ain't scared, we can take it to the head. Life is rushing with bad. Nigga, let's make the bed. I'm about to jab.
I'm number. Yeah, straight out the South Bronx, reppin' that brown blood thoroughly. For years, the police been trying to bury me. Currently, police murder people over currency. Big biz, popping this interest in politics for the young folk who don't know why they even need a gun for. Free Moon, me a Free Russell show. They killed another little kid about a week
ago.
I'm number
one with a bullet, I'ma pull it. I ain't scared, we can take it to the head. Life is rushing with bad. Nigga, let's make the bed. I'm about to jab. Cruising down the street, my mind on goals. Fuck the police, I ain't studying them hoes. I see the guards on the block, go kicking some truth. So I went to do the math as I did as a youth. They say knowledge before wisdom, then comes some understanding. That's when my mind started thinking and planning. We could build an empire like Congo and Mali. And it wouldn't take much, just your mind and your body.
Sitting in the darkness, thinking like a marksman. So cold as ice, fine nigga, where your heart went? I'm bigger than this apartment, I'm bigger than this building. I'm trying to make a million, one better for my children, one better for my moms, a lot more for my grams. I'm an uncrowned king, still try to be a man. Y'all wouldn't understand how I'm living off the land, or the supply and demand, trying to get all I can. I'm a rebel to America, fell in love with Erica. Fuck what you heard, nigga, listen what I'm telling ya. Every day a kid gets murdered in the hood, but now when the birds are getting murdered over hoods. We don't rep Rack City, we rack in every city. If you rack, nigga, hit me, come out and rack with me. I'm trying to catch 50 in a 400 mil. Tell Lighty I'm back, and I'm looking for a deal. For life is for real. I'm a rebel to America, banging on a system. Won't be a victim, I'ma hit him up. Bang him in the neck, in the gut, and I won't stop banging to the coffin shut. I'm a outlaw, rebel to America, banging on the system. Won't be a victim, I'ma hit him up. Bang him in the neck, in the gut, and I won't stop banging to the coffin shut. I'm into it, every step I take is so intimate. Walking like a man, I ain't lippin' a pimpin' shit. How much would I give for this? And I'm looking for the bullets that fit into the clip for this. Watch who you do business with, cause ain't nobody a man of your fam when that fan his shit. We tryna blow like handkerchiefs, tryna blow like the girl on your mirror, your man just sniffed. There's a global demand for this. Spanish kid, revolutionary but gangster shit. You can rid the game of this kid if you study the manuscript of who the young lords of Black Panther was. I'm an outlaw, rebel to America, banging on a system, won't be a victim, I'ma hit.
and I won't stop banging to the coffin door.
Omi dudu, lona dudu, dudu nini, dudu laroba, dudu ifalola, dudu embundu, dudu echu, dudu alawei koko ifabi. Iba yemba yemba yentunu, que te embelece ni olo tomare. Bobo a wo y alocha o alocha o oricha, bobo puro mo alaña, bobo a pedrevi, bobo mo keke, bobo a leyo que cobaile.
I give you rap, 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 rap. First of all, I'd like to start off by thanking Brother Cleaver and the Black Panther Party for self-defense. You see, unlike America would have us believe, the greatest problem confronting this country today is not pollution and bad breath. It's black people. It's black people. See, that's just one of the big lies that America tells you and that you go for because you chumps. You go for it. One of the lies that we tell ourselves is that we are making progress. But here his chair is empty. We're not making progress. We tend to equate progress with concessions. We can no longer make that mistake. You see, when they gave us that nigger astronaut, you say we were making progress, but I told you they were going to lose him in space. He didn't get that far. They gave you Thurgood Marshall, and you said we were making progress. Thurgood Marshall is a Tom of the highest order. Anybody who sits before James O. Eastland, a Camel Breath, Peckerwood, nasty hunky from Mississippi, and let James O. Eastland subject him to the type of questioning that he did, he's a strange breed of man. You put Adam Clayton Powell in office and you couldn't keep him. What you think they're going to do with Thurgood Marshall when they get tired of him? They gave you Walter Washington of Washington, D.C., and you said we were making progress. That's not progress. See, it's no in between. You're either free or you're a slave. There's no such thing as second-class citizenship. That's like telling me you can be a little bit pregnant. The only politics in this country that's relevant to black people today is the politics of revolution. None other. There is no difference between the Democratic and Republican Party. The similarities are greater than the differences of those parties. What's the difference between Lyndon Johnson and Goldwater? None. But a lot of you running around talking about you Democrats, and the Democrats got you in the biggest trick going. They tell you it ain't our fault, it's the Dixocrats. No such thing as a Dixocrat. The only difference between George Wallace and Lyndon Johnson is one of them's wife got cancer. That's the only difference. But you go for it. You go for it because you chumps. You go for it. The only thing that's going to free Huey is gunpowder. Black powder. Huey Newton is the only living revolutionary in this country today. He has paid his dues. He paid his dues. How many white folks you killed today? But you revolutionaries, you are revolutionaries. Che Guevara says it's only two ways to leave the battlefield, victorious or dead. You is in jail. That's no victory, that's a concession. When black people become serious about the revolutionary struggle that they are caught up in, whether they recognize it or not, when they begin to go down and knock off people who are oppressing them and begin to render these people impotent, that's when the revolutionary struggle unfolds. Not until. I want to develop upon what Bobby was talking about green power, because green power is a myth. There's no such thing as green power as long as that honky got the power to change the color of money. It's power that controls this country. To show you America's wanton use and abuse of power in connection with money. Internationally, America changed the international gold standard from monetary standard from gold to paper gold. Her gold reserve had dwindled to $13.7 billion. France had 12.9. That's why de Gaulle was raising all that hell. De Gaulle says, I got almost as much gold as you. So how are you going to have more votes than me in the monetary system? United States got slick because they had power. They changed it to something that they got abundance of, paper gold. Paper gold. You see, black folks are chumps. If America were to tell you to bring all the rocks in this country to her, and she'll give you $1 million for it, you'll do it. And the next day she'll tell you, we're using rocks for currency, chump. You go for it because you enjoy being lied to. You enjoy being lied to. You find your security in the lies that white America tells you. For 400 years, she taught you white nationalism and you lapped it up. You taught it to your children. You had your children thinking that everything black was bad. Black cows don't give good milk. Black hens don't lay eggs. Black for funerals, white for weddings. You see, everything black is bad. The only black biblical character you knew was Judas. That's all. Syrup of black dross. That's white nationalism. Santa Claus. A white honky who slides down a black chimney and comes out white. Flesh-colored band-aids. They had a brother who put one on and thought something was wrong with his skin. That's because you chumps, you go for it. You enjoy white nationalism. Huntley and Brinkley, black folks got more confidence in Huntley and Brinkley than Catholics got in the Pope. They believe anything. According to Huntley and Brinkley, we through fighting in Vietnam. We through killing the enemy, we shooting trees. But you go for it. That's what you want to hear. And you say that you're revolutionaries. But if you are revolutionaries, you must assume the revolutionary posture. Chairman Mao says power comes from the barrel of a gun. Yes, politics is war without bloodshed. And war is an extension of those politics. But there is no politics in this country that's relevant to us, to black people. Bobby Kennedy sold black people out. He's not interested in black people. He called for vigilante action this summer. He says that the good citizen should band with the policeman to put down lawbreakers. You know who lawbreakers are in this country. Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson has set the attitude, the atmosphere, for vigilantism in the country. When he came out in his latest speech, I guess you call it, and said that one day law-abiding citizens will rise up to put down the lawbreakers, and 1 week later the longshoremen went over and beat the peace movement up with hooks. That's vigilante action. The same thing happened during the Battle of Algiers, the Algerian Revolution, when France passed the proclamation establishing people's militias. That's what this country is doing. That's why white folks are buying guns. They're buying them for you. And understand, class differences will not save you. There is no such thing as a black middle class. You don't believe it? Go to Detroit. There's no such thing as a black middle class. The man does not beat your head because you got a Cadillac or because you got a Ford. He beats you because you're black. Class structures are a luxury that we cannot afford. They cannot divide us by saying that you're middle class or you're lower class. He kills you because you're black. The concentration camps, they got 37 in the country, and me and Carmichael can't fill all of them. They got to be taking somebody else. You got to stop dividing yourselves. You got to organize. I agree with Bobby. We are not outnumbered. We are out-organized. You have to organize on every level. Everybody in the black community must organize. And then we decide whether we will have alliances with other people or not, but not until we are organized. In terms of the revolution, I believe that the revolution will be a revolution of dispossessed people in this country. That's the Mexican-American, the Puerto Rican-American, the American Indian, and black people. We happen to be the vanguard of that revolutionary struggle because we are the most dispossessed. An old African leader says about leadership. He says that leadership should never be shared. It should always remain in the hands of the dispossessed people. We will lead the revolution. I want to end because Brother Carmichael has a message for you. I'm sure he has a lot to tell you about his revolutionary struggle, about the revolutionary struggle. You asked for it, brother. Okay, we're going to talk about law and order versus justice in America then. You see, Lyndon Johnson can always sit up and talk about, he can always raise an argument about law and order because he never talks about justice. But black people fall for that same argument and they go around talking about lawbreakers. We did not make the laws in this country. We are neither morally nor legally confined to those laws. Those laws that keep them up keep us down. You got to begin to understand that. See, justice is a joke in this country and it stinks of its hypocrisy. Johnson is Hitler's illegitimate child and J. Edgar Hoover. And J. Edgar Hoover is his half-sister. And we must conduct our struggle on this level. We are fighting enemies of the people. America for centuries, for years, have blackmailed oppressed people with the threat of nuclear war and war in general. The natural reaction becomes not to fear war. This is the lesson we learned from Vietnam. They tell you your problem is unemployment. Well, I got a program that can employ every black person in this country overnight. Ain't nobody in Vietnam unemployed. Think about that when you need a job. talking about revolution because that's the era that you're caught in. You're caught in a revolutionary era. See, black people are responding to a poem that Langston Hughes wrote a long time ago, a poem that was in the form of a question that was never answered. The poem was, "What Happens to a Dream Deferred?" It says, "What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or does it fester like a sore and then run? Or does it sag like a heavy load? Or does it explode?" Detroit, answer that. See, they used to call it Detroit. Now they call it destroyed. But America is moving to combat that. She's saying, this summer what we can't buy off, we're going to kill off. That's why she's building up her armories. Understand that. This is what the National Guard is all about. This is what the new weapons are all about. You see, the poverty programs for the last 5 years have been buy-off programs. In Harlem, which has been one of the greatest victims of the poverty program, how you act is nothing but an act. That's all it is. They give the brothers $45 a week to go to manpower, to come to class at manpower training. That $45 a week goes into drugs. That's just enough to keep the brother hooked. That's all. They pay you enough to keep you hooked. The poverty program was not designed to eliminate poverty. Does not speak about the ending poverty. Does not speak about how poverty is embedded in this society. Rather, it talks about the effects of poverty, not the causes. Black people must address itself to the causes of poverty. That's oppression in this country. So black people all across this country are uniting. They must unite. And they must organize themselves. Everybody has a responsibility in that community. Women, men, children, take them out to Boy Scouts and get you a black guard. You must begin to take over your institutions, your schools, because that's where the young minds are. The last time I was out here was for the Watts picnic. See, I don't believe that Watts burned down so they can have a picnic every year. But what they did during that time was that they took 7,000 kids on weekend notice. They gathered up 7,000 kids and took them off to a military camp. That's a dangerous thing. Next year they say they hope to take 1 million. What if they took 1 million and they didn't come back? Who going to get them, chump? You must address yourself to these problems. These are the problems you live with daily. They don't want your old hard heads. They want the young minds. You see, ours might be to do or die, but for the little brothers, there should be but the reason why. So now I really am going to end. Because, wait. And in ending, I'm going to end in the Swahili saying. It says, "Lasima tusinda bila shaka," which means, "We shall conquer without a doubt." Black power.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Black Survival General Civilization Class, broadcast live every Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the host and founder of National Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Mr. King Samir Shabazz, his brother Knowledge Born Law, standing in for National Minister of Defense. And phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions and your comments. Becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others five-star general of the Black Liberation Party, General Taco Wolverine Shakur, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black Power, sir, we hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Black Power, Black Power, all power to the people. Coming out the red zone in L.A., representing the Black Rada, the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. Want to give DAP and much respect to Knowledge Born for giving us this platform to speak truth to the people about this real revolutionary armed struggle. Goes out to our MOD, our Minister of Defense, King Samir, who is still being held captive, buried alive under concrete and steel for banging on the beast. And we must free him by any means necessary. Today, we want to go into the Black Commune Program. I'm going to be brief. We need to touch on the Black Commune Program because it's so important for us to achieve revolutionary victory against our racist, evil enemy. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. That's what we're pushing. Our people have been colonized and oppressed by evil, racist, fascist system. The Black Commune Program is the vehicle for the ultimate drive-by against the fascist state. Let's go over it. It says we ride for the Black Commune Program because it is what we want and believe. A Black Commune is a Black community built on the belief of sharing and mutual cooperation between all people of that community, which brings forth unity. What is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. Or, I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. This is a belief system that Black people have held since the beginning of human existence. It allowed us to ride out any storm in perfect unity. This is the type of Black community that we ride for. Point A, we ride for total liberation. Point B, we ride to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our Black community. Point C, we ride for maximum and complete employment for our people. Point D, we ride for freedom of speech. Point E, we ride because we demand the cases of all Black people held captive in the jails and prisons of America reopened, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the Black community. Point F, we ride for decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Point G, we ride for education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. Point H, we ride for an end to the drug problem. Point I, we ride for all Black people to be exempt from military service. Point J, we ride for an immediate end to police brutality and murder of Black people. Point K, we ride for full medical attention that should be given to all Black people. Point L, we ride for an end to environmental racism and to stop the disruption of the Earth's ecological balance. Point M, we ride for land, technology, bread, housing, education, clothing, medical care, justice, peace, and an end to environmental racism. Black power, all power to the people. Death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. That's all I wanted to say. We must focus on the commune program. Black power, all power to the people.
Black
Black Power to our five-star general. Next up, we're going to hear from National Minister of Public Relations, Ida Breck, is in the building.
Black power, power to the people. Can you hear me, family?
Black power, so we hear you.
Black power and all power to the people. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out, saluting, and I want to say free our Minister of Defense, King Samir Shabazz, by all and every and any means. You know, I want to salute you, Knowledge Born, for giving us this opportunity to share our knowledge, also to the opportunity to raise consciousness and to reach and teach the people the truth. You know, everything that's Black Power, I'm on it. From you know, from the Do the Knowledge Radio to the Black News 102 to the Blacker Stand, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping my ears tuned into it. So you know what I'm saying? I don't get lost out here, because I'm amongst the never-ending abyss, amongst the 85%. You know what I'm saying? And to keep your force field right, you got to stay entrenched in revolutionary thought and practice. You know what I mean? For those who don't know, for those who are listening, this my name is, I'm going by Ida Raff. I'm Minister of Public Relations of the Black Riders Liberation Party, the New Generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under the leadership of General Taco, standing for taking our capitalists out. I wanted to touch on a few points today. One of the points was just touched on in the Black Commune Program, point K, stating that we want full medical attention that should be to all people, you know? And we say this because like, we believe that the capitalist economics is to blame for the high rates of disease in the Black community. Black people all over the world are suffering from life-threatening ailments like AIDS, cancer, and other things. Well, we suffer from these ailments, we shouldn't be left to the mercy of the low-budget county hospitals. And for whatever illness any member of the Black community suffers, the federal government is obligated to send them to medical institutions that provide the best treatment. So since we're talking about the Black Commune and developing the Black Commune, this institution of that provides medical attention, a full medical attention, is something that the people are in a process of developing. It's what we're trying to develop, you know. It's not something we're just asking for. This is a muscle. You know what I'm saying? Go take. You feel me? We're talking about medical attention. We ain't just trying to settle for the hospital health care. I say health care, also known as the pharmaceutical industrial complex or big pharma. I'm saying we're talking about holistic well care. Because there's already an institution in the industry that's tapping into holistic wellness, talking about the herbs, the vitamins, the spices, and the minerals, and stuff that comes from the earth that could treat ailments and sicknesses as well. You know, the traditional way of healing ourselves, of keeping ourselves well, of preventing the diseases, which is just dis-ease of our body being unbalanced with whatever we put in our body, whatever we ingest, whether it be the air, whether it be the water, whether it be the food, you know? And we got to understand that this knowledge of the science of medicine or holistic wellness is very vital, very, very vital in when it comes to survival and general civilization, being the original man and woman, being the melanated people, black people, you know what I'm saying? We are the creators of civilization, humanity. There is no civilization without healthcare or without understanding the science of medicine and holistic wellness. Our ancestors, such as Imhotep, who was the father, way back in 2980 BC, was specialized in not only this, but not only medicine, but in architecture as well, physics as well. You know, all of these things tie into it. And spirituality and science go hand in hand. There is no separation in traditional African culture prior to colonization, slavery. Other ancestors such as Dr. Sebi, straight out of Honduras in Central America, who just transitioned to the realm of eternity last year in Black August. He's the one who put the alkaline diet on the map. He's the one who stressed the importance of the balance of intake of what you call electric foods and found ailments for diabetes, different forms of cancers, asthma, and et cetera. You can't forget the revolution. Che Guevara, you know, he was a combat medic, and he served in the struggle for national independence in Cuba, different places in Central and South America, in Africa, in Angola, and Congo for the national independence over there. He was out there killing and killing. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught us that three things we need to heal and build. Since we've been, and one of the main tools is the body, and until the head and the body divide, the institutions of colonialism and imperialism likes to isolate certain groups of people. So one area that's weak, if there's an area that's strong, they just weaken that by targeting and neutralizing the strongest element of it. So the other parts will be forced to have to take up the slack for the other parts that was neutralized. So in a communal effort, we talk about communalism, we talk about our traditional culture, we had to be somewhat skilled in all fields in case we have to take up the slack because we're facing genocide and extermination, you know? Like we said, we didn't separate spirituality from science or our state or our governing. You know what I'm saying? All of that shit was connected, you know. But back to the topic though, you know, one of the other drop a political prisoner that go by the name of Dr. Shakur, who used acupuncture, you know what I'm saying, combating heroin addiction, sickle cell anemia, and he was also a very, very hardline revolutionary warrior, still incarcerated to this day, you know? So free Mutulu Shakur, you know, all political prisoners, we say free them all, that's the call, you know? And when it comes to full medical attention, you know, we talk about the herbs, we talk about the vitamins, we talk about the minerals. I just wanted to list qualities of herbal therapy, you understand me? That's easily accessible, something that everybody knows. I'm not going to go too deep, way off of people who aren't aware. I'm trying to just be simple. I'm going to make it plain, man. You know? We talk about, in our survival, you know, our survival, combat, we're combating. So we got more of a combat medic type of mentality. Speaking of combat, we got to remind specifically the Black Brothers and their contributions to the struggle as well, of developing institutions and practice, you know, playing a piece to the survival kit of surviving genocide while fighting genocide. It had many programs tied into this. One was called the Hood Health Program, Heal the Hood Program, if I'm not mistaken, one and two. This specific project was developed off of providing free HIV tests to the hood, riding around in a van, you know what I'm saying, giving people, well, not necessarily treatment, but at least letting people know, get people opportunity to know what they got to do, you know. Being aware is the key, you know. And we all know that things like AIDS and most of these sexual transmitted diseases is a part of chemical biological warfare. These are man-made diseases, you know. Back to the history of the experiments at Tuskegee, where there was infecting our brothers diseases like syphilis, using them as guinea pigs for weeks. You know what I'm saying? Back towards then. So with things like cancer, even things like AIDS and all of these, it's something that happens based off of conditions, the conditions that the cracker created, you know what I mean? And we'll combat that with utilizing, first developing the knowledge itself to really utilize and apply it, you know what I'm saying, our actual practice of how we was interacting with ourselves or how we interact with the land, you know what I'm saying, our food and exercise be our medicine and our diet, you know, our way of living, you know, because, you know what I'm saying, you can't kill if you're dead. I got to repeat that one more time. You can't kill if you're dead. And you can't live if you ain't ready to kill. So, you know what I'm saying, if killing and healing is to go both hand in hand, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to be free without shedding no blood. Let's get that out the way. We can't even really develop no institutions for medical attention or holistic wellness without having it defended by well-trained soldiers that's ready to kill and get it. You know what I'm saying? Because they're out. That what happened with our ancestor, our elder, the master teacher, Dr. Sebi, last year, Black August. They said he died supposedly of pneumonia. How the person who finds treatments and ailments to things like cancer die from a small level disease like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying a small level, but I'm pretty sure it's something that could be treated, you know what I'm saying, with different herbs, different vitamins, you know, different minerals that come straight from the earth, you know. And you operate daily, you know. They will come at this when you talk about the acupuncture clinics, you know. There's many speculations on how the resources came. It don't matter how it came, it got there. All I'm saying is, the way he had them, and it was repressed, it was destroyed. These holistic healthcare and medical attention is not an escape from the war. Let me repeat that. Holistic healthcare, therapy, all these things is not an escape from the war. These are things to help ourselves maintain ourselves during the war in preparation for the war, you know? So one of the main things, you know, I don't want to, we're talking about combat, you know, so we're talking about, you know, you got to really be agile, you got to, you know, your lungs and your heart got to be right, man. You know, many systems will call you your cardiovascular. Your heart is what pumps blood to your lungs, you know, also to your brain. So, you feel me? It helps you think clearly. And when you breathe it right, your heart beat right, you're going to be thinking right, you know? It all goes hand in hand. Mao Zedong said in a piece he wrote about training that people think that if you focus so much on, like, training and working out, the physical fitness part, that it takes away from your mental capability. And he debunked that theory with saying, well, if you keep your heart is what pumps blood to your brain. So if you keep your heart pumping, you feel me, by cause and effect, your brain will be functioning a whole lot better. You feel me? This goes with hygiene and all type of things, keeping your pores, knowing when your pores need to be open and when it needs to be closed. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. But I want to go to just the basic thing of the healing properties of aloe vera. Aloe vera looks like a cactus plant. You know what I'm saying? You can usually find this in numerous species of cactus. But, you know, aloe vera, they come in their own type of they have an old type of species known as aloe vera. However, the same product, the same chemical that's in there that has the healing qualities are in different species of cactus as well. So the aloe vera is good on the surface for healing wounds, you know. It's like if you, it could counter the bacteria that could cause shit like gangrene and other bacteria that could lead to other dangerous side effects in your body. Now, black people, you know, it also says it's good for sunburn, but we don't really got to worry too much about that. You know what I'm saying? We blessed with the best of the melanin and nothing less. You know what I'm talking about? Also, different things like skin irritation based off of dryness, based off of moisture, things like that. You know, aloe vera is good for that. But most important, it heals them wounds, them scratches, it can help treat and sanitize, you know, to a certain extent, a gunshot wound, you know what I'm saying, or a knife wound or things like that. So aloe vera is a good thing to eat, you know. So that's with aloe vera. When we talk about keeping your heart pumping, we talking about being purified. There's certain glands that's in your lung that has to be open, and it has to be open. If it's not open, it's what you call it inflamed, like it's closed again, you know. And there's different things that combat that to where you can receive pure oxygen from your lungs based off of your heart beat at enough. Your heart rate being at a good enough pace for your lungs to open at a fast pace, so you can take in more oxygen, you know, say directly from your bloodstream and from out the way and from external. So it's like external and internal oxygen, based off of, you know, this certain things that you can. Ginger. Has anti-inflammatory qualities, you know what I'm saying? And circulatory means when your blood moving, you know what I'm saying? It stimulates that, you know? It got an anti-nausea, you know? So it's going to wake your game up, you know? Spicy is going, you know, it keeps you alert, you know? Ginger is where it's at, man, you know? Also, Panax, ginseng, you know, this could be used to protect against physical and mental stress, you know what I'm saying? And it also is good for working with your heart and your cardiovascular, your heart, your lungs. It also has certain qualities to boost your testosterone, too. If you're a male, you know, if you try to keep that balance. But Patek Vincent, you can find that, you know, at any vendor, any store. And one thing not about this specific root that I didn't find out about nothing else is that it really ain't too much of a bad side effect when it comes to the Patek Vincent. It ain't too much side effects. Of course, too much of anything can be bad, but the only thing that could possibly be bad is, you know, you might have a little bit of sleeplessness, you know. However, when you're gonna be getting too much sleep anyway. I'm just keeping it 100, you know. But you know, saying you don't have to sleep to rest, you know. For meditation, a lot of other things come into play. Energy and let your body recharge. You know what I'm saying? You don't always have to sleep like that. But I'm trying to talk about deprive of sleep. It's important, you know. However, you know, this is a condition that's to combat is where it's at. So, also another form of ginseng, Siberian ginseng. This is good for combating fatigue and the capacity to concentrate, you know. It also treats hypertension, you know. The only thing you shouldn't do, you shouldn't use this if you have high blood pressure. And you shouldn't just use this for a long period of time because you know, that's the Siberian, you know. So that man, Patek ginseng, Siberian ginseng, ginger, and aloe vera. These are things that you can find. You know, we ain't all in the wilderness all the time. You know, you probably find aloe vera in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? You feel like Siberian ginseng is a little bit more rare. But that ginger is where it's at, too. You know what I'm saying? This is